Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dalton Jones. Batting second. The third baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The center fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Stewart. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eddie Bresciud. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave Moorhead. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dave Moorhead. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Thomas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Roark. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Rakow. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ed Rakow. And now, play ball. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bruton. The throw from Tillman and he is out, Jones applying the tag. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump strikes out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresciud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro strikes out. One out. Eddie Bresciud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresciud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stewart scores. Thomas moves to third. It's 1-0. Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman strikes out. Two outs. Dave Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead takes first base on ball 4. Bresciud moves to second. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Bressuit settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas, who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into left field. Conigliaro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark takes first base on ball 4. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow takes first base on ball 4. Roark moves to second. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bruton hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roark scores. Rakow moves to third. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart juggles the ball. That's an error on Stewart. Rakow scores. Bruton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Tigers. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. Bruton moves to third. Lump moves to second. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McAuliffe hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 5-1, Tigers. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Spanswick now pitching. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Thomas. The throw from Spanswick and he is out, Jones applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0 for 1 in the game. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bresut hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to third. Two outs. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-1 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas scores. It's 5-2, Tigers. Bill Spanswick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spanswick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roark takes first base on ball 4. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rakow strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Roark trying to get to home. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Jones, who relays the ball to Tillman, who tags Roark, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump takes first base on ball 4. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-2 in the game. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bresut takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-2 in the game. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresut scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Roark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roark is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Roark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rakow hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone pinch hits for Bill Spanswick. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Rakow covering, for the out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Mantilla takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Connolly now pitching. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bruton strikes out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mantilla fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Thomas. Brown reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Cash moves to second. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Conigliaro. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Brown scores. Cash scores. McAuliffe goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Tigers. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Stewart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Stewart moves to second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 0-for-3 in the game. Conigliaro hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Thomas moves to second. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bresut hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stewart tags and scores. Thomas tags and moves to third. Conigliaro tags and moves to second. One out. It's 8-3, Tigers. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tillman hits a line drive into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Ed Connolly. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Charton now pitching. Mike Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Rourke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Rourke reaches second base with a double. Ed Rakow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rakow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rakow bunts in front of the plate. Tillman fields it and throws to first for the out. Rourke moves to third. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stewart scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Jones scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dalton Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-4 in the game. Jones strikes out. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-4 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.